Yes, yes, yes. Hey, for you fellas, Hopeway Men, the M, we have our first men's night out this Friday. You won't want to miss it, 6:30 to midnight. Costs you $5. You can sign up online starting today. Hopeway Men, there it is. All right. Hey, that's on Friday, but today is Monday, isn't it? And we're in school right now, yes? And we're not the only ones in school today. My wife is a third grade teacher at Sandy View Elementary School in Hamilton, Michigan. And Melody does a lot of cool stuff with her class, but one of the cool things that she does is that she celebrates everybody's birthday in her class. But that's not that different. She also, though, here's the cool thing, she celebrates everybody's half birthday in their class, too. Are you aware of this half birthday thing? Yeah? Got a couple people? All right. I never heard of it before. Half birthdays are when you celebrate your birthday 6 months prior to your birthday. Make sense? So you get two birthdays out of it. I want to make a quarter birthday. I think you could just keep adding on. But that means if I was in Melody's class, if I was one of her students, this past year, on January 15th, I would have celebrated my 51st birthday. Can you believe that? It also means that, if I'm calculating right, on July 15th of this past summer, I would have celebrated my 51st and a half birthday. Does that make sense? Okay, just hang with me. You know, even as I say that, 51 and a half, dang, I'm old. I'm serious. It is. You know, I remember, I'm going into a tangent here. I can remember when my dad turned 50 and I was about your age. I used to look at him going, dang, that cat is old. I mean, I thought, this guy is ancient, and now here I am. I'm that ancient guy. And you know, there are some advantages maybe in getting old, but there's some drawbacks as well too. Gee, I'm kind of just sputtering out here. Like for example, I don't hear as well. Many of you can tell that when I ask your name about six different times to get the pronunciation right. I don't see as well. I gotta wear these funky little reading glasses when I read labels now and all those things. And I get tired easier, and I'm sore. Most of the time, I don't even do anything, and I'm sore. But another thing that really is happening that I realize as I get older, my memory is not as good. It gets harder and harder for me to remember things. And remembering is an essential and crucial capacity for us as humans, isn't it? Not only as individuals, but for us as communities and even nations. We know that, don't we? As even just yesterday, we remembered the United States as a nation, as a country, remembered the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, a significant event in the history of the United States. And you know what? Remembering was crucial, too, for the nation of Israel. In ancient times, to remember their history, remembering God's acting in and through that history as well, too. And that's why they had the Shema. The Shema is a creed, and we talked about this all last week, but the Shema creed helped the Jewish people remember who they were and who God was. Listen again to this ancient creed found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'm going to recite verses 4 through 13. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a fine land with large cities that you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of goods that you did not fill, hewn cisterns that you did not hewn, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when you have eaten your fill, do not forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Did you catch that last line? Do not forget the Lord. Do not forget the Lord. Can you feel the emphasis on remembering? Now, the Hebrew word here for forget is shakah. Say it, shakah. You guys are learning a lot of Hebrew. Kate on Friday, I'm giving you a little more. Shakah. And it means to mislay or to be oblivious to. Now, before we unpack this word forget more fully, you need to understand that biblical Hebrew language is a poor word language. And what I mean by that biblical Hebrew only includes about 8,000 words compared to the 400,000 words that we have in our English language. Author and writer Lois Teverberg writes this about this ancient language. She says, because the ancient language, the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, has so few words, each word is like an overstuffed suitcase, bulging with extra meaning that it must carry in order for the language to fully describe reality. Many verbs in Hebrew that we think of only in mental activities often encompass the physical results and actions as well. Interesting. Therefore, the verb forgot may not only stress the mental activity, but also the physical actions and effects as well. So when the Shema says, do not forget the Lord, it encompasses not only the mental capacity of forgetfulness, but also the physical actions and results that forgetfulness brings as well. I hope you're tracking with that. The great Russian philosopher and writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn understood this when he was asked for an explanation of why his native Russia experienced such devastation with the revolution at the turn of the century. And his response was direct and clear, one line. He said, men have forgotten God. Do not forget the Lord. It's easy to do, isn't it? It's easy to do, to forget the Lord. I think in our culture today, and even here at Hope College, it's easier to forget the Lord than to remember God. Author Craig Gay comments on this when he says, it is possible, in fact, indeed, it's quite normal and expedient to go about our daily business in the world without giving much thought to God at all. Do not forget the Lord. And that's why the creeds are so important. They help us to remember who God is and who we are in relationship to Him. And that's why the Jewish people, twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, would wake up and they would say the Shema. But here's a cool thing maybe that you are unaware of. When they said the Shema, they would also take tefillins, and they would put one on their arm. Remember, the Shema says, bind them on your hand, right? And so they would literally put on a tefillin, and in this little box would contain the Shema. And so they would put it on their arm, like so. They would wrap it, and I'm not going to do it great, but they would wrap it three times around their biceps,
And then seven times, Borisma's not doing this good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then they would take the extra part of it and wrap it in a way around their finger. And what they would have here, there would be some significance. Mine's kind of loose here. But here's the significance. The Shema would signal that it was close to their heart. And that the seven times that they wrapped it around their arm, this is one of the meetings, would stand for the commandments, the Ten Commandments of God, that they would not only recite, but that they would wear, that they would wear on their arms, their lives. And then when they wrapped it around their finger, they wrapped it around in a way that spelled three letters in Hebrew, Shin, Dalet, Yod, which was the spelling of the name of God, meaning that they would engrave God's name on their hand. Isn't that cool? And that they would wear the commandments, live out the commandments of God in their life, and they would keep the commands of God close to their heart. And then they would take the other tefillin, and they would put it, come on, Borisma, on their head, like this, right between their eyes. And they would have that to signify that they would always keep the commandments in their sight all throughout the day. Isn't that cool? Now, I know I look kind of weird up here, but anyway, the Jews didn't want to just recite the Shema, the commands of God, as just a kind of a mental activity, but they also wanted to live into it, wear the Shema, the commands of God, in their life as well, too. So here's the closing line as we close up here. You know, as I get older, I'm recognizing forgetfulness is just not an old people problem. It's something that we all face. And so we need the creeds. We need the creeds to help us remember who we are and who God is. And so listen to this. As I turn 51 and a half years old, I need you guys. I need this community here at Hope to regularly recite the creeds with me to help me, no, to help all of us not to forget the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let it be done. Go in peace.